Blog Talk Radio.
I'll draw. Should have left in 2020. And I already know the first thing.
Well, don't do that.
Oh, you ain't got to take off for me.
I'm just curious.
He's talking about me.
No, he's not talking about you. But since it's 2021,
yes, I am.
Since Papa Porn, now, I'm curious. Back in 1921, you were 23 years old. How do you compare that time to this one?
You almost made me say something on the air. You don't do that. You don't push no buttons. You don't provoke people.
That's all. I mean, you know, I just want to get your perspective, baby. That's all.
You don't provoke people to cuss on the air.
That's all I want to know. I mean, do you see difference in the fashion and from 1921 to today in 2021?
2021. What are you doing? What don't do?
I don't want to know.
Go ahead.
If you that old, how often do you shave your beard? What color is your beard?
Don't say one word, Evangelist. Don't say nothing, because I'm going to set it off on air on the 2021 show.
We just want to glean from your wisdom, baby. That's
you
all.
You must have been out there.
We just
want to
glean from you.
Up in your bloodstream. Get the COVID out your bloodstream. Go come on the air with the COVID on your bloodstream because it's going to be a problem. Just let y'all know. All right. Anyway, we all here for 2021. We're supposed to be living the life of Christ right now. So all of that, y'all talking, it's a new year, new day, new wake. If you want to stay, you better obey. That's my new thing. See, it's, you know, every year I got the same little slogan, but I add another word onto it. But this time, two words. New day, new way. If you want to stay, you better obey. You got that? Y'all got that?
Tell me.
Yeah, I guess.
Say it one more game.
New day, new way. If you want to stay, you better obey. Let's get it going on. Let's do this right here.
That's
on 2021. So before we get crunk up, Sister Peppercorn, did you want to pray? No, I real quick, because I've got to get this demon up off me right now. I got to go in and back in the bank. So right now, I want to say a few things, and it's itching me. It's itching me to get it, Master D and Dr. Dude. It's itching me.
But we love you,
go
baby.
Right there, pray. I'm finna pray. Oh, Lord. Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank and praise you today for all the things that you have done in the years to go in the past, Father, and we definitely thank you for bringing us into 2021. Father, we ask you to touch this broadcast, touch our listeners and all of our hosts, Lord God, uplift and encouragement. We want to be present in every show, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for our families. We thank you for so many things and keeping us healed and safe. Is the number one thing right now with all what's going on in our world. Father, we just thank you that we're of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We just want to say thank you for blessing us to be here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, listen, y'all give me a little background. Now, you know we got Miss D coming on with gospel news right quick before Philip Deuce get on off the air. We would like for him to say something to bring in this 2021. Bring it on.
All right. Listen, y'all, this is 2021. And how do you know what God is calling for? So let me give you some prophetic insight. Prophetic insight is only what God has said in his word. And if you notice this, all you got to do is look around, not at what's happening in society, because God has not called society. But you look at what's happening in his church, okay? Look at what's happening in his church. Look at what you see, and then you'll know what to do. If there was ever a time that we need to understand that we need to be brothers in Christ and pull down, not out of the heavens, but out of the hearts and minds, in Jesus' name, all forms of bigotry and all forms of schism that divide us, and speak the truth in love about what's been going on for the last 150 years in the church in America. Listen, this is our year to be all that God called us to be.
This our year. This our year, y'all.
Amen.
Mr. D, you got to add your 4456789 in. He is zero in.
All I got to say is get right, church, and let's go home.
That's a good one right there. That says a lot. You can put a lot to that in your mind. Get right.
Yeah.
That's
my little grandbaby told me what I told my other grandbaby. He said, you need to get your mind right. He wasn't the two. So, get your mind right.
That's
what we need to do in this hour. I'm telling y'all.
That's right.
So before we get going, we're going to go on in. Everything that you done messed up, you need to go on and clean it up. I didn't want to throw it on out there. I'm glad you opened up that door because I got something right, y'all. And I'm pulling back stuff. I mean, I'm reaching back and pulling up stuff. I ain't no new songs, so get crunk. We get a new song next week. Clean up. Captain Spiritual in the house right here. Glorious.
Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught a liar and a cheater, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, yes I do, y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it. I'm starting my life. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to Texas, I'm gonna walk right through. cheater. Can't make it through the snow. Yes, I do, yo. Can I get a witness? Nobody gonna talk to me tonight.
Clean up what you done messed up,
because
we all done had our days of messing up. And thank God we had.
I mean, Jesus. I give them a lot of credit
to bring us out.
It was a relevant song that everybody can witness to, identify with.
That one. You talk about that one, right?
Yeah, that song. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Mr. D ought to be able to identify cleaning up. Because a lot of messy is just messy, just messy. They didn't teach you nothing in the seminary, and they just messed them up. And I'm just been praying, Lord Jesus, how, whole glory, to straighten them out.
Who's going to straighten you?
Had an unester moment, right?
I don't need straighten up. What'd you say? Anyway, we got the dudes coming up. I'm saying, so y'all's up there. Super Pep God, you need to stop your mess. You just stop. It don't make no sense. No, anyway, you know, don't give them the dudes. But I hope it's God for dudes, too. God for dudes. It's 2021. God for dudes.
Y'all, as we said before, God has so fit for us to make it into another year. There are many of us that started out on this journey last year that are not here today. So just grateful to God that He have allowed us to cross over and see another year. Before I get into the news, let me reintroduce the song and to others. My ride or die chick on my right side.
Yes, sir. Right side.
Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello,
hey, look. Can't say she ain't follow instructions. Hey, hello. Hello, people. That's it.
Wait a minute. Don't rush me. Hello, Mrs. Toggles.
Hello.
See, don't start now. Don't start. Go ahead on what you're trying to do. Go with the news.
All right. Well, no news article today. I would just like to encourage the people. The runoff election is upon us, and I'd admonish everyone to go out and vote. I don't know if you've been paying attention
right
to the
runoff
news. You know, right. Yeah, exactly. they up to their old tricks.
Yes,
your number
yes.
45 is up to his old tricks. I need everyone to go out and make your voice heard, because I don't want to hear you complaining about what doesn't happen if you still sitting at home on the tail. So everybody get out and vote. Now, on a personal note, I take issue with the way this woman has attacked this black preacher's character. What's his name? Warnock.
You talking about Kelly Loeffler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's taken direct shots at this man's character. And for me, and I made a statement earlier, for her to have stood on his pulpit you know, talked about how she was glad to be there and all this other kind of stuff. When a pastor allows you on his pulpit, that's just like allowing someone to come sit at your table, at your home.
That's right.
So, for me to allow you to come sit at my table and eat, and then you go out and talk trash about me, I can't put no words in his mouth, and I'm just saying what I ain't gonna say what I would do. I just said I don't blame him if he did it. If he were to catch her and pull her to the side and give her some choice words that everybody probably shouldn't hear.
Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right.
But anyhow, then we need to go down that road. Everybody get out there.
I don't understand how what I don't understand is why every time that they come on with their advertising and stuff like that, they're telling lies. You don't hear the other side. Everything they're saying is true, but everything they done fabricated up is lies. I don't understand why they feel they got to lie. They feel that if they lie, they'll get the vote.
Well, look at what the people that have come before him done. You know, Trump made a lot of this stuff okay.
Right.
Just get on TV and say whatever.
Not. But he should have got back on there and tell him that that don't work, y'all. What he should have did. Get back on and say, yeah, that don't work. I did a lot of lying and it didn't work. And I still
I've said it before, you know. It's fun being messy. So, you know, the messier it got, the more fun it became for a lot of people.
Oh, that's what it was. It was fun.
Yeah, it's fun being messy.
Well,
that's Peppercorn,
okay.
You know.
Don't start. I'm on the air. I'm on the air. Don't let me get down. Don't let me do it. Okay, so I got a question. So, since President number 45 is up to his old tricks, here they come now saying that they can postpone the inauguration.
I doubt if that happens.
Oh, it can't happen. Because it's law that on January 20th that whoever became president will become president and vice president on that day. That's what the Constitution says. So now, this guy, Peter Navarro, he gets on the news, on television, and he says that Mike Pence, the vice president, can arbitrarily postpone the inauguration day if he wants to, if they want to. But now, just think about if he did that and it was against the law, right? The Constitution states that inauguration day, January 20th, Donald Trump and Pence term ends at noon on that day.
Okay.
So, they're saying that, this guy said on the news, he said that the investigation to the president's election to probe baseless allegations of fraud, because they still thinking it was a fraud, what happened. So they want to do another probing. So in order for them to probe again to come up with the allegations of fraud that happened during the election, is that they're going to have a 10-day audit of the election returns by all 11 GOP senators. Now, if there is something wrong with that they found or whatever, something wrong with the president-elect that's coming up, then they'll pull the president-elect and then the vice president, and if something wrong with the vice president, guess who's going to be president, acting president, until all this gets straightened out? Can you guess?
Who would that be?
Nancy Pelosi. They don't want that. I don't think they want that. I don't know what they're thinking about. Now they can go, hey, go on, do what you got to do.
You know,
make sure you do it right.
My thing is, they always screaming about democracy and, you know, upholding democracy. This not even about democracy no more. This man just want to win at all costs. We ain't talking about
at all costs. He don't care what it take, who get hurt, who. I hope nobody don't get killed behind this mess. Because he don't care. Because they talking about
he
can go past the gate if they
want. Yeah. So. Get out
of vote. What they're saying is, please go vote. Please vote, because. And I pray you vote for I ain't campaigning for them, but I just vote for the right people. You know who's right. You know who acted ugly and who's wrong.
I didn't say, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you who I'm voting for.
I already voted.
We're trying to turn Georgia blue.
All the way. All the way blue. Mm-hmm. So, y'all got the pitcher. All right. Yeah, I think they got the pitcher. Now, you think they got the pitcher? Put it like this. Don't let the devil. You know what
they
say? If you let the devil ride, he gonna drive. Y'all ever heard that before? Let me play it.
Yeah, that's old school. Yeah, I heard it.
I'm in the old school. I'm doing another quartet, old school quartet. Don't let Satan ride. Because you know you're going to want to drive. I got to put it out there. Got to do it. I'm so sorry.
In the midst of a sin-cursed world, people of God be encouraged to be faithful, to keep holding on. And when you're tested, listen. Don't let Satan ride.
Right.
Leonard in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Live. Yes, sir. Can I say something? Can I say something? Miss D,
still alive. Yes, ma'am. What you got to say?
I hope Miss Tucker driving, cause if you're driving, then the devil is already driving. I'm trying to tell, don't let you ride.
Well, yeah, they had to take the keys from you because your driving license has been revoked for a long time.
I just want to throw that out there. Is she in the car? Is she with you? You know, I know you on the air. So I just want to know if you're driving. If she's driving, you drive.
I'm driving.
Oh, Lord, devil already driving. See, I tried to tell her. Okay, anyway. What you got to do?
You already been rebuked. Your driving privileges have been taken for a long time.
Oh, that's too funny. Anyway, let me tell you. Anyway, listen. For all you people, it's coming into 2021. I tell you, it's something else around here. But I have a prayer. I want to pray with everybody before we get off the air. Not only that, and also issuing the prayer of salvation for those who are not saved, that's listening into this broadcast and want to be saved. And before I do that, I want the people that's on the air that want to be saved to just pray along with me. I'm going to say a prayer, and y'all join hands and pray, or whatever you want to do, or go into your closet, or you get hold by your head, or open your eyes, you look up, however you pray. I want y'all to touch and agree with this short deliverance prayer that I'm going to put. It's going to be kind of short. And then I'm going to go into issuing in the prayer of salvation for those who want to be saved. Is that all right with y'all? I'm taking it. That's right. So let's join together and just in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift to the Lord ourselves, our families, our homes, neighborhoods, and workplaces, our churches, our city, our state, our nation, and this world. And for each person and area for which we are praying for today, by the power of Jesus Christ and by his shed blood and the holy word of God, we bind you, Satan, and the spirits, the powers, and forces of darkness, the netherworld, the satanic forces of nature. And we bind any demonic assignment sent against any of the people and areas for which we are praying for right now and who we are lifting up to our Lord. We bind all interaction, interplay, and all communication and games between spirits, as it may affect any of the people and areas in our spirits, our souls, minds, and our bodies. And we command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that all these satanic and demonic forces go to the feet of Jesus Christ right now. We call forth and loose the Holy Spirit of God and the holy angels to come and cleanse every area, every place where Satan has had a foothold in our lives, and every situation in any of these people areas, and to fill each clean and cleansed area with the life and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and break all curses, all hexes, spells, demonic activity, voodoo practice, COVID fasting prayers, and occult satanic rituals, and all occult and satanic blood covenants, occult and satanic blood sacrifices, evil wishes, any witchcraft that have been sent against us or passed down through generational bloodlines to us or any of the people for we are praying right now. We decommission any spirits sent against us and send them directly back to Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus for him to deal with them as he pleases. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we renounce and ask forgiveness for any negative avows made by us or any of the people for whom we are praying. And we ask that Jesus Christ release us from these negative inner vows and from any bondage that these negative inner vows have caused us to experience within our spiritual and physical being. We take the sword of the Spirit and we cut ourselves free from all generational sins, weaknesses, character defects, failures, genetic disorders, any personality quirks or disorders back through the thousand generations in the name of Jesus. And we cut all bonds of all relationships that are not of the Lord and put his cross between us and all relationships. We are cut free and we are free indeed. We are now free to become the children of God. The Lord intended us to be filled to the overflowing with the power and the Holy Spirit of our love and the life and love of Jesus Christ. We claim the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over all that we have lifted up to for our and their protection. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're coming into a new year, y'all. This year is going to be like, this is going to be like no other year that we have been able to experience. This is a new day, yes, it is. A new time. And the era that what this world calls the new norm is something that we're not going to be agreeable with. So this is the time to be able to open up our ears and listen to the voice of the living God and be sure we don't miss a step, because we're going to need to pay attention. It's time to pay attention for real. This ain't no joke. It ain't no plaything. It ain't, these people are dropping dead right now. There's nothing fake or phony about it. They're gone. So we need to be able to listen to God and follow suit to whatever he has said in his word. Because his word is true. And what is happening right now, he's already told us. For those of us that are not saved, and they want to be saved, and they're listening to this broadcast on Glorious Gospel Live, you can repeat these things after me. And this day, you share and say, Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I have sinned in my life. And I ask that you forgive all my sins. The ones I know about and the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I thank you for this wonderful gift, Father, that you have given unto me. But now I know that I am saved. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. Those of you all that receive that, the gift of salvation this day, you can write us. Send us an email at gloriousgospelvibes@yahoo.com. We have a free gift for you. Please be able to call in to the broadcast on Sunday, or you can write us at the email address I just gave you. Let us know if you have repeated that prayer after me. And we ask that you try to find you a Bible teaching church. We have all kind of churches online now. I know everything is virtual, but God will lead you. Read the Bible for yourself. Get the Word of God. Read it for yourself. Listen to the pastor. Get the Word of God into your system so you know what to do when you don't know what to do. The Holy Ghost will read it for you. Gotcha. So that is what I had to say for today. Thank you all for listening. We got a new song coming up here, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. I tell you, Minister D.
What's up?
Minister D. Holy Ghost Fire, is that all right if I play that for you?
Run it.
Run it. Minister D singing on this, y'all. Master D. Global Pope in the house.
Wait a minute, my son. There is war, just fighting. A good woman, a bird. scriptures. I got common knowledge from teachers who told me to find a preacher who said I need a woman on fire.
Louder,
the louder I pray,
the more it gets,
the
for being on the air right here on Glorious Gospel Hour. We love you. Have another blessed day. Amen.
Be out.
Out.
Sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We're gonna change our tone.